Hey, everybody, welcome to Fatsori. How are you doing? How you doing? This episode of Fatsori Radio and every episode of Fatsori Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Where's the two? There it is. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school, folks. My brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, and lifelong love of the sport, love of community, love of people. 5 days a week, check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Okay, folks. Today, I was okay and today at the same time. Today, folks, I talk about the idea that we should be okay to question. We should be allowed to question science. I've talked about this in the past. I'm going to talk about it again. But I just thought about it today, and I just thought about it right now, and I want to talk about that. The idea that we are able to debate a bunch of other things. Why not debate this? Let's get into it. Thoughts of Radio, I love you. Lily, take it away. So we do.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
our very first podcast show.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. That's right. My brother, Sifu Adam, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, lifelong love of the sport, love of the community, 6 days a week, folks. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Today, folks, I want to get into a little bit. First of all, welcome back to Fatso Radio. If you, this is your first time listening to Fatso Radio, this is your first time watching Fatso Radio, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching this episode. Not this episode yet, but this podcast is dedicated, and this is the fourth season I'm doing this now, or third year, I guess, but technically it's the fourth season. But this podcast is dedicated to talking about anything I question, of course, anything I have interest in, but it started around diet. It started around nutrition and healthcare and medical procedures, and it goes political sometimes, but it goes medical sometimes, and it goes nutritional sometimes. And when all of those things mix together, it gets really complicated, but I do want to talk about that stuff. So first thing I want to talk about is the fact that science has always been debated, always, right? I know that might sound crazy in a climate that we're in today, where if you question something, you're labeled a spreader of misinformation, or even at best, you're warned of because you may be spreading misinformation. And that's something that really I don't like. I don't like that, the fact that that's really common these days. The fact that any presented information oftentimes is just automatically ignored because you're afraid that it's misinformation. And anybody who's trying to speak something a lot of times, or speak on something, a lot of times they're silenced, or they're attempted, an attempt to silence them has been made because people are afraid of what they have to say. I don't think that should be done. I think people need to be heard. And if they want to speak, speak. And if no one wants to hear me, great. Numbers will show, right? All five of you listeners can't be wrong. But if it's true, if what I'm saying is not true, if what I'm saying doesn't resonate with anybody, then no one's going to listen, and that's okay. The same thing with these YouTube views. If YouTube's not going to monetize somebody, if YouTube's not going to, that's just the way they handle it. And I hate that part of the business. But the fact of the matter is that if someone's going to see something and they're going to like it, they're going to share it, the word gets around, it will speak for itself. So let's get back to the idea that everything is debated in science. So, on flip side, oftentimes people say, well, right now it's not being debated. Let's not debate the science. Let's not debate the science. It's misinformation. It's misinformation. And I want to remind everybody again that everything is debated in science. The definition of science is to examine, is to test and to evaluate, to report, to observe, not in that order, of course, but you want to have a plan, right? An experiment. What is your test? What do you want to test? What do you want to see the outcomes? What are some possible outcomes? Could be open-ended, whatever. Then you test that and you see objectively what these results are. You record these results, right? And you report on these results. That's how science works. And anytime new information gets up, new experiments should be made, new studies should be done. That's how science works. And I want to get back to the idea that we debate science all the time. And here's why. Here's a perfect example. We debate our diet all the time. What diet are you on? What diet are you? Are you a vegetarian? Are you a paleo eater? Are you a keto person? Are you carnivore? Are you A well-balanced diet? You tell me what that means. Thoughtsofradio@gmail.com. A well-balanced diet doesn't mean anything to me because it's been co-opted. What we've been told as healthy food, what's been really promoted, and it's been government propaganda, propagandized even. But what the foods that have been promoted to us, especially in the amounts that they've been promoted in, are just not that healthy for us. And they're just not that healthy in large quantities. And they're just not that satisfying. And they're just not that optimizing for a lot of people. So you may eat a diet that is low fat, right? And that is high in grains, high in vegetables, high in fruit, and you may be okay. And that may be okay for you. I may think that's wrong for me, and that diet right there is definitely wrong for me, but it, I can't say that it's wrong for you, and I'm certainly not going to mandate that it's wrong for you, right? You may eat a diet that is a little bit of grains, lots of vegetables, some fish, a little bit of meat, and there you go. Some vegetables, fruit and vegetables, a little bit of grains. A lot of people eat that. You may eat the European diet, the, I can't even think of it right now, but the European diet, the Greek diet, I don't even know what they call it now. I can't think of it right now, but the diet basically that is like, you know, vegetables and fruit and food that's on the coast, you know, foods, whether it's sardines on the coast here or fish, wherever you are, seafood, wherever you are. The idea that the point I'm trying to get across is that all of these diets have different benefits, right? But even if they don't, even if there were some of these diets, even if four of the five diets were dog shit, it's debatable. And we allow it to be debatable. Why? Because it's people's free will. In my opinion, people's diets have more to do with their survivability to COVID than probably not, or at least equal amount to their survivability, right? If it's a big portion of your survivability is your current health, and a big portion of your current health is dependent on your lifestyle. What's your lifestyle? What you eat, what you drink, whether you smoke, whether you exercise. The biggest portion of that is food, in my opinion. So you could easily, you know, add those values together and to say that it does multiply, it does extrapolate to say that, you know, the healthier food you eat, the higher chance of health, you know, higher chances you have to be healthier, of course. And that should be the same as if the healthier you are to start with, the better outcome you'll have from COVID or any disease, especially COVID, of course, because it's in the spotlight right now. But what's odd is that because it's a time of a crisis, because this is a time of fear, right? Stress is up through the roof. There's a lot of fear. It's mass fear and it's public fear, right? And it's almost, I don't want to say it's coordinated fear, but it's really at the, you know, waiting on every word. At the beginning, it was every word, every announcement, any press conference. What are they going to say next? How many people are dying next? How many cases are next? It was crazy. It's terrifying. It's still terrifying for a lot of people. It wasn't, you know, but how we handle it is everything, right? But again, we debate that. We debate exercise. Sorry, we debate nutrition all the time. We debate what's the best diet. And just look on Facebook or any other social media platform for a second and you'll see the vegetarians against non-vegetarians or the carnivores now against the vegetarians and vice versa. And that's completely okay. And the science around nutrition is completely okay to be debated. And why is that? Every once in a while, you'll read an article, you'll hear on the news, this crazy keto diet is dangerous to people's health because it brings in a lot of saturated fat and a lot of animal protein, and then it goes away for a while. And you hear about a couple months later, oh, this keto diet is back, this high fat craze is back, you know, the low carb craze is back, whatever they call it, and then it goes away again. But with this, you're not allowed to do it. You know, if diabetes is such a bad killer, which it is, if heart disease is such a bad killer, which it is, if cancer is such a bad killer, which it is, diet has something to do with these. I'm not saying that diet's going to cause any of these, but I'm certainly going to say diet will help with all of those. It does. It helps with all of those in different ways and more diseases as well, not just those, or not just those ailments, rather. The other thing is that we are able to debate over medical procedures any other time in our life. Any other time in your life, whether you have something that is, if it's something that's contagious and something that is like life-threatening, of course you wouldn't, but But anything else, you have autonomy over your body. Anything else, your doctor's not going to say, well, I have to do this for you. The government said we have to do this or we have to do that. No, we live in a world where you're able to make decisions for yourself, medical decisions normally. And that's why this is this is so dramatic. And this is so traumatic to us because this is not good. This is not good at all. The other things that we debate, other things as well, right? We're allowed to debate on policies with regards to drugs, marijuana, perfect example, Justin Trudeau. And this is one of the most ironic things too, that he came in to legalize marijuana because things have changed and it's time to accept, right? It's time to accept. So what? Science changed? What happened? Or did more studies come in? Okay, more studies came in, more trust came in. People started realizing that it's a big deal. He also knew that there's a lot of young people that did it. A lot of the Canadians did it as well. So aside from the idea that it wasn't necessarily a bad idea that they legalized marijuana, but what I'm seeing is that it's with new science that comes up, right? And not only that, it's debatable as well. So the idea that you can't question science. If that was the case, how could he have seen the light and trusted newer science, right? So what I'm saying is it's hypocritical for him to now say things like, you can't go against this. You can't question this science. Accept it. And I'm disagreeing with it, right? That's, you know, if someone wants to, a lot of people forget that that's his backing. That's his ammunition when he talks about why the mandates were in. That's his ammunition for why all federal employees get vaccinated. All federal employees have to get booster shot. I don't know about the booster shot, but I know all federal employees have to get the vaccine before they can work. And if they're not, they're off without pay. Like, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. Why does he want everybody to get the vaccines? Why does he insist on everybody, specifically the federal employees, to get those vaccines? Does he care about federal employees more? No. Why is it though? So I don't understand why. This is one of those things that, like, I think it's his ego. I think he's unable to realize that he can be wrong and he possibly is wrong. He's most likely just feels like he's in too deep and he can't back down because he probably feels like you look like a fool. But I don't think you look like a fool at all. If in fact, I think that it would look very humbling and very human of him if he came and said, okay, let's do this. Canada has spoken. Let's do this. And you can shut everybody up. You can shut all the liberals up who are looking at his boots. You can shut all the conservatives up that hate him and say, we're ending this right now. Right? What's going to happen? I don't know how it's going to roll out. I don't know what's going to happen with everybody who was fired, everybody who's off without pay. Maybe they'll get their jobs reinstated again. But what if you're fired? Are you going to get rehired back? What about all those nurses? What about all those doctors? All those people in healthcare that lost their job or essentially were forced out of a career, out of an industry, because they had to find other ways to make money. Like, so many people I know have had like two or three careers in this last 2 years. Like, seriously, different careers, completely different industries, back and forth, jumping all over the place. What, you know, somebody maybe was a mechanic before, or maybe, you know, a butcher before, rather, and now is a mechanic, or next thing you know is going to be a teacher. That's how crazy it is today. And on one hand, that's great because you can kind of jump around, and then it's nice to fulfill some need that there is in society for the ability to do that. But really, it's craziness, right? What we need to do is keep on questioning things. And we need to go back to our Constitution, our Bill of Rights as Canadians, our Charter of Rights Charter of Rights and Freedoms as Canadians, and more specifically, the Bill of Rights. We need to go back to those pieces of documents and those pieces of legislature and law. And it's because our rights are important, our freedoms are important, and it's not like it's something unreasonable. That's the big thing too, right? When a lot of times when the argument is so heated about fighting mandates, like, a lot of times what gets missed is, what are we talking about? We're just talking about you do you and me do me. That's all we're talking about. And when we do that, if everybody can agree to that, we'll be okay. And that's like the schoolyard scenario. If there's a brawl or if there's a big kerfuffle, what's going on? Wait, stop for a second. What the hell's going on? What does everybody want? You want to be heard? I want to be heard. Okay, everybody wants to be heard, and I get it. Trudeau wants to be heard. We're hearing you. We're hearing you. Yes, you hid, but we're hearing you. We understand what you're saying. You're a record. We hear you over and over and over. Broken record. Repeat yourself. We know you think it's the best thing for men. You also, now it sounds like you are realizing that it's going to drop on the provincial level. Great. Hallelujah. We do thank God for that. I'm not thanking you. But also, you got to do something about the federal mandates. You got to do something federal about the federal employees, like me, like other people out there. Anybody, any single person that either wanted to work for the federal, for a federal company, or does, or wants to in the future. Like, it's not about pitting us against that company, whether it's a federal company, whatever it is, the federal prison system, or Canada Post, or any company that you work for, I work for, anybody works for. It's not about that, because they don't give a shit either. It's all political. You smarten up. You fix what you need to do, because it's not about dividing us. You're dividing us. A lot of people are thinking, and I think you're dividing us, and you're probably not trying to divide us, but you have to do something. I don't know. Maybe I'll pray for you. You should pray on it. I'll think on it. You definitely should meditate on this, Justin. I know you're watching this, Justin. You watch Fatso Radio every Friday that comes out. And welcome to another episode of Fatso Radio, everybody, folks. That's another quick one. But this is what I wanted to get out, the idea that we can question everything. We have been questioning everything. We were taught to question everything. Whether you're, when you were a child, whether, you know, usually probably when you're a child, your adolescence, you're growing up, your high school, you question things. Have a critical mind. Except when the government tells you not to have a critical mind, that doesn't fly in my book. Reason is reason. Logic is logic. You want to raise children. If you have children, you know you want to raise strong humans out there. You want to raise people who are not going to be pushed over, bullied, and just fall at the will of some kind of a tyrant like this. And this is what's going on. I can't believe that we're living through this. It's shitty that we're living through this, but I hope this ends soon. And I hope this doesn't lead to something else like a war because of some craziness that's going on in another part of the world. And while as things going on, I don't want things to get muddy. They're already muddy enough. Thank you for listening. And thank you for watching Fatso Radio. This is, what is this? February 20th? No. 11th? February 11th. 11th? It must be the 11th. February 11th. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you for listening. ThoughtsRadio@gmail.com. Email me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about these political talks or the political angle that I have. Do you think I'm crazy? Do you think I'm too conservative? Because I'm not very conservative in a lot of people's minds of a traditional conservative way. I'm not that conservative. But in a lot of people's ways, maybe I'm conservative. Let me know what you think. ThoughtsRadio@gmail.com. Like the page, the comments, and all that stuff. I appreciate everybody. Have a happy Friday night. Go shovel the snow. Where you are, it's probably snowing. Where I am, it's snowing. If it's not snowing where you are, I want to hear about that too, because I'm jealous. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for watching Fatso Radio. I love you all. Peace. Fatso Radio. Ba, 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 ba.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.